And now, for your Wednesday Weekly Dilemma.
It's Wednesday, 9:30, time for your dilemma. Good morning, Matthew Smith.
Good morning, Maddie Giuffre. How are you?
Good.
We haven't really talked much this morning.
Do you want to do a dilemma and talk it out?
Sure. Are you okay? You know, I just want to make sure you're okay.
I'm good.
We've been here since the early morning hours. We haven't really interfaced yet.
Yeah, there's something about the early morning hours that are a little difficult.
Yeah, they push you away from interfacing. I just want to make sure you're okay before we dive into this dilemma here.
Well, actually, maybe this dilemma might, I don't know, it might be relevant to not having talked to each other very much, because we're talking about trust and lies and all that good stuff, which we've kind of dabbled in before, but...
We dabble in that often. That is our medium, trust and lies.
Well, go ahead and tell me what the dilemma is specifically, because this was your writing team's idea. Mine was, took the week off.
My group of interns, we went down to Anchorage for the weekend. We got several gallons of Starbucks coffee.
This didn't actually happen.
We went to some very fancy restaurants, met a lot of movers, a lot of shakers. And eventually, back at the hotel, we decided to put this piece together. After some focus grouping, we came back. The dilemma for today: what happens when you get caught in a little white lie?
Getting caught in the lie is the focus today.
Not caught doing something good. That's not what we're talking about. That's your show.
First Fridays of the month.
That's right. We're talking about getting caught in a little white lie.
Okay. Which is different than what we've talked about before, because...
I think what we've talked about before usually entails people telling little white lies.
Okay. But your writing team needs to be fired.
I do. Like, once a week. You know, just get some new interns in. No big deal.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, so what happens when you get caught in a little white lie? And, you know, Maddie, there's a lot of places you can talk about this and places you can go. But I'm thinking something really benign and almost embarrassing to get caught in. Like, okay, you tell someone, hey, you want to go to the movies or something, or you want to watch a movie, and like, oh no, I'm gonna read this book, or I've been meaning to do, and then you maybe meet up with them later and you find out that they didn't read that book, instead they watched a movie. You know, it's almost like they were not, it's almost like it's not lying, they're almost embarrassed to admit what they really did, you know?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
So, don't you know what I mean, me?
Okay. I just see the confusion on your face.
For example, hey, do you want to go shoot some hoops with me?
Yep.
And you say, no, I'm kind of tired. I'm going to stay here and nap. And you get back from shooting hoops, and that person is on the couch watching Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, it's like, I understand you wanted to nap, okay, and maybe you just rested, but why did you say you're going to nap? I mean, I know people change their minds, but, you know...
Just tell the truth.
Yeah. Were you embarrassed to say, no, I'm going to stay home and watch a soap opera?
And okay, so do you think, is that supposed to have been on the person's mind the whole time?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's the kind of little white lie. People are almost embarrassed to admit what they're really going to do with their time.
All right. Give me one that you've done. I got to know. Yeah, I know you have 20 in the back of your head right now. Give me the best one, the juiciest one.
I don't know if this is the juiciest one, but
it's the one. What's the one that you've told me recently?
I'm going to tell you that.
Oh,
one.
Great. Okay.
Oh,
here
right.
we go.
So
turn up the radio.
Being
Western Alaska.
Being weight conscious and all, wanting to make sure you have a healthy diet and all things like that.
Okay.
It's happened in my life where somebody has, you know, asked me what I did over the weekend and, you know, something like that. And, you know, it's come about where they're like, oh, so, you know, what'd you do for dinner? I'm like, oh, I just, you know, I had like a salad or something like that. And immediately, the person I'm with, I get contradicted. I'm like, you didn't have a salad. You had like a whole pizza.
That happened to you?
I didn't eat the whole pizza, I don't think, but I don't know.
But somebody called you on it?
Yeah, I think it was my little sister, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's a lie I told because I'm embarrassed to say, like, I don't eat healthy. I ate a lot of pizza. And it's just embarrassing, you know? So I told a little white lie to try and get out of it, to make myself and make other people feel like, I don't know, maybe
I don't know
feel
if that's
better.
A white, is that a white lie by definition?
Yeah, because I told an untruth. So it's a lie.
Right, but isn't a white lie kind of meant to protect somebody a little to not hurt their feelings?
Whereas... I think that's a definition that we have stumbled on as a white lie. But I think a white lie is really a lie that isn't that meaningful. Like, you don't testify in front of Congress and say, like, tobacco isn't addictive. That is a lie. A white lie is something that is just a lot less
I had
harmful.
A salad for dinner.
You liar. You ate 4 slices of pizza.
Okay, now what about the person who calls you on it? Is there a line there? Like, are there
like my
be...
sister in this example?
Right, so she called you on it, but let's say it was somebody else. Are they going to just stand there and watch you lie and let it go and let you take this white lie route where they just, even though they know the truth, they're going to let this other person believe that, yes, you did have a salad mm-hmm. for dinner or whatever our scenario was.
Yeah, here. I don't know. Here's another one. I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it's kind of hard to drop into conversation. You know, I was listening to this podcast the other day. That's just kind of an awkward thing. So I found myself before saying something along the lines of, you know, I read this article the other day when I know I didn't read an article. I listened to a podcast and it would be wrong for me to say it. So out of convenience and maybe not explaining what kind of podcasts I listen to, I just drop in, I read an article.
Why can't you just say I listen to a podcast? It's just as fast.
It's not, though. It's never as simple as that. Some people are like, podcast, what? Other people just don't know, like, what do you listen to podcasts? Is that like an audiobook? Is that like a song?
I think you could come up with something like, I heard this on the radio or something, if you're afraid that the individual is not going to know what a podcast is.
That's not necessarily why I'm afraid. The weird thing is when I've said these things, like,
there is fear.
I read this article.
You are afraid.
Total, yeah, paralyzed. But, you know, I'll say something like, I read this article, and then I'll get a follow-up question, and I'll say something like, oh, well, yeah, in the show, the guy said, and then I just kind of blow the whole thing. I'm like, oh, the show, the guy said, you know, it's a farce. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know, you would to all of that. That would happen to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Well, you're going to come back and tell us some of your little white lies, Maddie.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Well, we want to stick with the lie theme, right? So how about Thompson Twins? This one's called Lies. Welcome back to your Wednesday Weekly Dilemma, 9:42. You're with Matt and Maddie, and we're talking about what happens when you get caught in a lie. So, Matthew, what have you done when you've gotten caught in a lie before?
I think I just told you.
Just a small, teeny one.
I just told you what I do.
Yeah, but you gotta say it on the air. You can't just tell
No, I'm about. Saying right before we played that song, I just told you.
So... What do you say in general that you do, though? Do you own up to it, or
yeah.
do you kind of...
Well, what's the other option? To, like, just keep lying?
I think so,
that's not
actually.
Good. You're just going to paint yourself into a corner with that, I feel.
Do you think it'll... Okay, so I feel like trust is earned. Trust is a big thing.
Yeah.
And even a white lie is going to hurt that a little bit.
Definitely.
And if you
I would even
can't
say...
fess up, if you can't fess up to a white lie, eventually it's going to become... just a series of lies, which is going to hurt that trust more.
Yeah, and I would say that if you're with a friend or somebody and they think they can trust you and take you at your word, if they discover that you've been lying about little things, like, what'd you do this weekend? Oh, I just hung out when really you went to a party and didn't invite them or something. You're just going to, they're going to realize you're lying about small things, you know, trivial things. Why should I trust you about the big things? If you can't tell me the truth about the small things.
Interesting point.
Yeah.
You also got to kind of question your relationship. Why are you lying to this person? Are they somebody that you don't necessarily want in your life? Or mm-hmm. do you not want the relationship to stay the same course that it's on?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that example that we just mentioned, if you tell someone you just hung out over the weekend when really you did some cool stuff that you didn't invite them to, why aren't you inviting them? Is it a different group of friends and it just wouldn't work? Or do you not want to hang out with that person? So what causes the lie in the first place?
Okay. Do you believe that the truth always has a way of surfacing? I feel like the truth always comes out.
Usually, yeah. I mean, you're setting yourself up for like a continued game of defense of your lies if you start lying, because you have to just constantly think how your story is going to match up against somebody else who might tell the truth. Yeah. So it's just a whole lot easier to tell the truth, and then you don't have anything to worry about because the truth is the truth. You don't have to worry about how it, you know, interacts with somebody else's
story.
You
don't have to try to remember it in a way that didn't actually happen. You can just actually live your life the way that it's actually occurring.
True, yeah.
Truth.
True that. So do we solve this? Is the dilemma
over? I believe that the truth always surfaces. There was an article yesterday on the interweb. It wasn't a podcast.
I was going to say, you sure you didn't listen to this on a podcast or something?
Yeah. This guy confessed. He had cancer, so he knew he was going to die within a year. And he, in his obituary, confessed to a bunch of stuff. So there you go. Truth surfacing.
What did he confess to?
He just said stuff like... It was little things like he stole something back in the 70s, and then he also said like, "Hey Disneyland, remember how you banned me from your park for life? Well, don't worry about me anymore because I won't be coming to your park."
And, what did that guy do to get banned from Disney World?
It didn't say in the article, but
so maybe some of the truth is still out there.
Well, no, I think that portion of his obituary, which I think was meant to be kind of comical because he was a joker, that was already taken care of. The truth was out. Okay. That's why he was banned from the park. But, you know, he fessed up to saying, like, "Hey, I was the one who stole this in 1971 or something like that." So, yeah. See, even if it comes from the person who was lying, there's the truth. It kind of comes up, so.
Interesting.
Yeah. What's your take on if you do continue to lie and you kind of just have to keep lying and lying and lying until you forget why you initially lied in the first place?
Well, I think the more likely problem, not that you forget why you lied, but more like you start to forget the pyramid of lies that you're building up, you know? So you start small and you might just, you know, tell a little lie here, a little lie there, try and, you know, paint a picture of something that didn't really happen. And eventually you're just going to stack all these things on top of each other like Jenga. And it's all going to come crumbling down.
All right. I like that. 9:46 on your Wednesday Weekly Dilemma. This is The Script, Break Even.
So I knew this guy named Jonathan, Maddie. And Jonathan and I were talking about lawyers. And Jonathan says, "Yeah, you know, I heard those lawyers are really sharp. You know, a friend of mine even told me that sometimes they look at somebody's shoes to determine if they'd be good for a jury."
Shoes?
Shoes.
Like Forrest Gump style? You can tell a lot about a person by their shoes?
Is that Forrest Gump?
I think so.
Okay, sure. Well, what's really weird is I knew exactly what Jonathan was talking about because his friend didn't tell him that. It was in a movie called The Devil's Advocate with Keanu Reeves. It's like verbatim what he said was from that movie.
Maybe he knows Keanu Reeves.
No, he saw that movie and was telling me this story as if a friend had said it to him. But I just knew in my mind immediately, you're not telling me the truth here, buddy. You're just telling me something you saw in that stupid movie. It's not a good movie, by the way.
Maybe is he friends with somebody who worked on the movie?
Very unlikely. He's a carpenter in Delaware. I don't think he knows Keanu Reeves. He might know Al Pacino.
So did you call him on this? Not, I don't even know if it's a white lie, yellow lie, a medium lie.
Rancid lie is what it is.
you didn't say anything?
No, I didn't.
I tend to let things like that go too, and I bank it in my head, and I think, okay, that was not the truth.
I banked it, and you know what I did several days or weeks later? I can't really remember, this was a long time ago. I brought up the movie, The Devil's Advocate, to him.
Nice.
Yeah, and yeah, of course he had seen it.
Oh,
recently, in fact. That's why he was spouting off this nonsense about what his friend told him about lawyers.
Maybe he's friends with.
No,
somebody. Yeah.
He would have to be friends with the guy who wrote the script. I don't buy that.
Okay, so I'm trying to give him the benefit of the doubt, but obviously
But it's just, why? What is the point of that? Why would you lie?
Why wouldn't he just say that he watched the movie?
Yeah, like, instead of saying my friend told me, which gives it this authority that maybe his friend's a lawyer and maybe he knows what he's talking about.
That's it. He didn't want to just say, because a movie is a movie. It's kind of like your podcast thing.
Yeah.
You don't really want to have to explain it or own up to it necessarily.
But
so
the value of what he's saying, the weight, is completely shot, because what is really coming through is like, I watched this fictional movie and this fictional lawyer said this ridiculous thing.
So then it's not real.
So then he anchors it by saying my friend, and I don't know who his friend is, but I assume his friend has some kind of authority.
What if you had asked, who's your friend?
He could make up some name.
You think he would have?
But he would
have rolled with the lie? There's that whole spinning out of control thing, continuing to lie to cover up
I don't
the
know
lie.
What Jonathan would have done.
Jonathan even his name.
Jonathan is his name, and he was also he's also a big believer in UFOs. So yeah, that's kind of character Jonathan was.
Case closed.
It's from Woodstock, New York.
Yeah. We have our web director David Dodman in the studio. David, what do you got?
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I couldn't help but want to interject just a quick question, not to throw a curve into these proceedings here.
Mm-hmm.
But what if Matt, your friend honestly made a mistake? Like, they really, like, they just switched it up in their mind, like they were having a day where they just got their lines crossed, their wires crossed.
Oh gosh.
And they really for that moment thought it was from a friend, and then like 30 seconds, 5 minutes, a half an hour later, they were like, no, that was that movie. But now do I have to backpedal? Do I have to tell Matthew, no, it was the movie? Do I have to cover it up? Like, how does that fit into the white lie?
Yes, you must tell Matthew the truth.
But what if you're no longer in there? Like, what if you're gone and you have to call you on your cell phone and say, oh, shoot, I just remembered.
Okay, he didn't have to call me, but we were at work for the rest of the day. This was at lunch when this topic came up. I can't believe I remember these details. I'm not lying.
Well, that's because this was a fierce lie that Jonathan told us.
Yeah, and because I had seen that movie, it was just so obvious to me that he was cribbing it from the movie. So he had the rest of the day, David, in response to your...
to remember that as wires.
To say like,
crossed.
Oh yeah, by the way, that thing I told you about my friend, that's a lie. It's really just from this movie.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the lie itself is so benign and pointless that he just looks more ridiculous for saying it, that my friend told me. You know, if he had just said, you know, I saw in this movie that sometimes they even look at their shoes. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Moving on. You know,
he could have avoided the lie. It would have been much more boring, but
yeah, but now that's not what my matters. Stock in Jonathan, this is before I knew he was a, you know, believer in UFOs. My stock in Jonathan just, it took a dive right there. Just
no
cause
offense to the UFO believers.
Of course not.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about forgiveness. Have you forgiven Jonathan?
Thank you, David. David Dodman going off to get some coffee, no doubt. Have I forgiven Jonathan? Yeah. Jonathan, when I finished working at this place, he gave me a wonderful, embracing hug, and he gave me a really, like, I hope you do great things because I think you're a good person kind of send-off. And I'm like, wow, that Jonathan's a good guy, even though he lied about the devil's advocate.
Obviously
he's
didn't
a good
know
guy.
You very well, did he?
No, he didn't.
So what can you forgive people for and what can you not? Where's the word trust? Where does it get broken? Too much beyond repair?
Well,
where is that?
In this example with Jonathan, my trust was not broken because it was just this point. I was more like just stupefied. Why would you make up or lie about something so trivial?
So like if what David said is not a factor, in your head you are kind of, you are remembering that he told this little lie. And so you have to kind of think, oh, this little thing that he's talking about right now, this could also be a lie in the future.
Well, look at it. This is probably almost 10 years later, and I remember it quite vividly. But I also know, you know, Jonathan, he gave me a book about the, you know, the oncoming, you know, revelation of the aliens on planet Earth and how they're going to bring about a new world order of peace. So I remember Jonathan for other things, too.
Okay, fair enough.
So, yeah.
Well, I think that's a wrap on the dilemma.
We didn't really touch on forgiveness, but bottom line, don't tell these little white lies. It's a waste of time. And just tell the truth. It's easier, and you won't risk your credibility over something pointless.
Yeah, and if you catch somebody lying to you, call them out on it, but also forgive them.
Mm.
You know, if it's an appropriate place to. There are some big lies.
Yeah.
Obviously.
We're talking about little white lies.
Yeah,
here.
But those little ones, call them on it, forgive them, talk it out. Hopefully you can work on the whole them being a liar thing.
Yeah. Don't let them accumulate either. You know, I think everyone's guilty of telling a little white lie every now and then, but don't make it a habit because.
Yeah, don't stack up good. Your lies. Definitely.
Well, another dilemma solved, Maddie. Well done.
Great. And we still have time to talk about this one thing. Relay for Life is coming.
That's right.
To Nome.
Mm-hmm.
And KNOM is participating. And this is worth mentioning on the show right now because we are auctioning off airshifts. So you could be a DJ on KNOM. And one of the airshifts up for auction is the morning show with me. So, if you win, you could potentially come in and be part of the Wednesday Weekly Dilemma.
So, they bid on winning an airshift with you. They get to come in, play some of their music, DJ, all that good stuff.
Yeah. And it could potentially be on a Wednesday, so they'd get to see you, too.
Wow. Would they participate in the dilemma?
I think so. Hopefully, they could bring their own.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is worth its weight in gold.
I think so.
And since it's radio, it weighs nothing. I don't know what that means, but...
So anyway, KNOM is participating in Relay for Life, and we want to have you participate as well by making a bid on these airshifts that are up for grabs. So,
and all of that money that you bid, it's going to Relay for Life to fight cancer.
It's not for KNOM. It's definitely to fight cancer. So go to KNOM.org. There's a link right on the homepage. Click on Relay, and you can start bidding on all of your favorite DJs to hang out with them. And if there's a certain airshift that you want to be a part of, if you want to be on at noon, if you want to be on in the morning with me, the evening with Becca, KNOM.org, click on the Relay link. And this will be going on for the next 2.5 weeks. So the highest bidder will be KNOM DJs.
Bid on your favorite DJ. You can also bid on Maddie Giuffre.
Right. Thanks for that. your Wednesday Weekly Dilemma. It has concluded. Thank you, Matthew.
You're kicking me out now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be back next Wednesday at 9:30 with some more lies. And go to KNOM.org and start bidding for Relay for Life and start fighting cancer. You're tuned in to KNOM Radio, AM and FM in Nome, 10 o'clock.